Child Oral Health Initiative aimed at traveller families has been launched by the Dental Health Foundation Ireland in partnership with the Kerry Traveller Health and Community Development Project. The initiative includes practical resources for parents and carers to help children develop healthy teeth and gums from birth right through to 8 years of age. Joining me on the line now are Dr. Paul O'Dwyer, the dental surgeon and board member of the Dental Health Foundation Ireland, and Noreen Casey, traveller health worker with the Kerry Traveller Health and Community Development Project. You're both very welcome to talk about.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Noreen, to start off with yourself, maybe you might tell us why there was a need for this new Child Oral Health Initiative and what gap is it hoping to fill?
I suppose it was kind of came out of that a lot of kids would have gone in getting the teeth out, maybe three or four together. Mm-hmm. And I suppose the concern was that there wasn't the hygiene looking after the teeth properly. So I kind of came from that. So that kind of came out of it. So there was an urge to do something about it and get research and focus groups together to have a discussion about it and just both ask the community what was the fear that they didn't look after the teeth or didn't know how to look after the teeth or, you know, things like that.
Okay. And Paul, why is it so important to start thinking about a child's oral health from birth, you know, even, you know, when their first tooth appears?
Yeah, it's a great question. And it was such a joy to be there in Cork today for this launch of this important initiative. Babies' teeth sometimes fall into the bottom category. We don't really give them enough attention. But remember, a couple of good things about them is, number one, we're all born without any decay. There are no cavities there when we start. So getting the baby teeth are important for a whole host of reasons, not least of which is that they're almost like gatekeepers for the permanent teeth underneath. So as soon as they arrive into the mouth, it's really important to try and instill those good habits to children. So regular brushing, avoiding prolonged use of bottles, limited soother usage, and of course watching for hidden sugars. They're just some of the messages that we had today, along with Noreen, Eileen and the rest of the crew this morning. And it's an important initiative from the Dental Health Foundation.
And Noreen, why was it important that that traveller community health workers were involved in developing the resources that were launched today?
It was important because the language that's supposed to be used and how they approach the parents, where we work on the ground with the community every day, mm-hmm. around a number of things. And I suppose getting our input into it as well. So as traveller myself, what language did you use? What way would you approach the parents about this issue about the teeth and cleaning the teeth and the babies and all that? So I think for they get our input, it was easy to do, design the booklet and the magnets for the fridge and things like that. So the language was easier, the booklet was easier to understand when you go into parents or into groups to explain it to them.
And yeah, that's very interesting because, you know, it's kind of, you know, targeting the information at your audience. So like, what way will the message be received best? Paul, you're a board member of the Dental Health Foundation Ireland. Could you, that's an unusual charity. Could you tell us about that and how it, you know, did exactly that? You know, it worked well to, you know, to team up to deliver the message.
Sure, delighted to. So the Dental Health Foundation Ireland is the only Irish charity concerned with oral health. It's been around for almost 50 years. It's a dynamic and vital organisation. It's pretty much at the forefront of improving oral health in Ireland through advocacy and these types of initiatives, which is oral health promotion. So over the past number of years, we've had proactive engagement across all platforms alongside government, health and dental professionals and both national and local organisations. So our aim really is to encourage thinking and positive action around oral and all body health. Our core values, of course, are respect, trust and innovation, which underpins our aim of providing excellence as we strive to provide the best unbiased information on oral health use. So we're committed to empowering individuals to improve their own health and well-being by developing these very targeted messages for specific groups who may fall through the cracks otherwise. So we work with other groups as well, such as Men's Sheds and Tobacco Free Ireland. And some of the listeners in the kingdom will probably be familiar with one of our other targeted signature programs called Mighty Mouth, which is still in schools now 20 years on.
And going back to you, Noreen, you know, grandparents and extended family members, you know, can often play a big part in caring for children. How important is it that the message reaches the whole family?
It's very important because, like you said, the parents, grandparents play a big role in the traveller community. You can remind them staying overnight, weekends. So when you teach it to a group, you're teaching to the grandparents as well. So make sure, like, when they go from mum and dad's to yours, that look after their teeth, brush their teeth, and the intake of the sugar levels, because I'm deadly myself as an Anna, that you give them more sweets and things like that. So you're kind of worried, saying, not to cut down on the sweet intake with them when they're with you, and try to get them to drink more water and milk instead of that. So we put that into the groups we do, and also into one-to-one with families. That's very important.
And Paul, you know, sugar has come up a few times now in the conversation, and like, just practical things. What kind of stuff is included in the new resources that have been released today? Like, you know, especially when it comes to sugar, because it's hidden everywhere, and you wouldn't maybe know that it's there.
Well, exactly. And this speaks to a wider point, but as Noreen makes the really very positive suggestion and brings this into the whole conversation as to how we develop this. Sometimes the different generations won't be quite aware of what we call hidden sugars, which you're right to use that term. So, for example, the average can of cola contains up to 9 teaspoons of sugar. And you can imagine that if we start to take that in on a frequent basis, if you have 2 or 3 cans of cola during the day, you can imagine that that's quite an acidy buildup that's there. So in working with the travelling community, Noreen and Eileen and the rest of the crew, we were able to develop not just our lovely flip-over book and fridge magnet, as Noreen mentioned as well, but we also produced a lovely 8-minute short video, which is narrated by Eileen, and it talks through the very simple basic messages. And of course, it's available up on the Dental Health Foundation website, dentalhealth.ie. So it's available for everybody to see. And I hope it will be a really good resource for that community and for the wider community too.
Brilliant. And just to finish off, where can people find out more about where they can get the resources, and where can they learn more about it?
Yeah, I think the best first spot is dentalhealth.ie, that website, dentalhealth.ie. And as Noreen will tell you, at the back of the flip-up book for the travelling community brochure particularly, there are QR codes embedded at the back. So those that are using it from that community can use their mobile phone. And as Noreen said there, it's this idea of transgenerational information across from the very, very young parents right to the grandparents who might be a little bit heavy with the treats.
And Noreen, just to yourself, like, I presume things like the video and stuff like that could be shared, you know, with your family members and stuff like that via WhatsApp and things like that. Like, you know, because it's digital, it'll be easy to share those resources.
Yeah, right, that's true. That's the aim of it as well, is that to spread it out as much as possible, mm-hmm. wherever you can possibly. We'd probably put it on our page as well, our Carrier Traveller page and stuff like that. So in through the internet, we'll get it out there. And like you said, even share it with family and friends. Once you get out there, and the understanding of it, people get more aware that, you know, from a baby, you start really from newborns right up to teenagers. And the QR code is very good for young moms that will be very good with phones and stuff, mm-hmm. you know, and the teenagers even to look at it, like, because the film is brilliant. It's very easy to understand. Eileen did a great job talking over it. It's brilliant to even look at it, like, with the kids.
Yeah, it looks like a great initiative. And of course, you know, you don't have to be a traveller to get benefit out of it as well. You can always just look at, there's a lot of really, I was looking earlier and there's a lot of very interesting information available on it. We'll leave it there. Thank you, Noreen Casey and Dr. Paul O'Dwyer for joining us on Talk About.
Thank you.